Okay. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Speak Before I Think. Here today I have Johnny Speaks. So I guess that leaves me as Jax Thinks.
I like that.
There
it
we
works.
Go.
Yeah, the speaks. I like the similarity.
Mm-hmm. You're just like on brand for today.
It works for y'all and works for me. I like it.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about yourself. You go into the music, you do all the plant stuff. Let's dive into it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I can start. I don't know. So like a lot of the music that I write or that I've found is really just like about, a lot of it's about earlier in life growing up. And like a lot of my songs are about people specifically or like an event specifically when they're growing up. So yeah, I can talk a little bit about like, I grew up in Chicago, Illinois. Mm-hmm. And my dad was a firefighter and my mom, a CPA. So like an accountant.
Oh, uh-huh.
And so I grew up as a drummer.
Nice.
People hear me play now and they're like, that makes a lot of sense. Cause like, you're kind of like, it's like rhythm, you know, very rhythmic, I guess. Mm-hmm. But like, so I just grew up as a drummer and all my friends were like learning instruments, I remember. And I wanted to be in a band and too many people were playing like strings. So guitar and bass, so I just started to play drums and I was just like obsessed with it. I was just like, John Bonham and Neil Peart, like all these old classic drummers I was like obsessed with. And but then over the years, people would start to leave their guitars at my house because I was the drummer.
Mm.
And so they would just leave their amps and everything there. And so I just started to pick it up like just bit by bit over the years. And I didn't really seriously get into playing guitar until like years later, until I was like, I don't know, a late teenager. And then I started playing guitar like for my own way more seriously, like only a couple years ago, so in the last, I don't know, 4 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And an acoustic guitar was just like the easiest and it felt like the most natural transition because it just felt like I, you know, you're playing really deep chords. It felt like a bass drum,
mm-hmm.
playing like super high chords. It felt like a snare drum. So a lot of stuff I'm doing is just like, ooh, it's a beat. or it kind of feels like that. So I don't know. But yeah, that's kind of how I got started in music. And now, you know, I've only started like writing my own songs and stuff past 2 years or so. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I like, you picked up the guitar like when you kind of were like in college, right?
Yeah. 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 So yeah, mostly like I couldn't bring my drums to school. Cause I can't fit them in a dorm room so I just had an acoustic guitar at that point that was my thing. And I went to Indiana University my first year, and I ended up transferring out because I thought I wanted to go into like journalism, and all my friends were at Illinois, but Indiana University is like one of the best music schools, you know, just so happens, in the country. And I was there to study like, I don't know, I thought I wanted to do business and then found out immediately I hated that. And
I've learned that the hard way, but we're,
yeah, like
we're trucking
just
along with it.
Yeah, like I remember they put me in like the, they put me, so you know, when you get placed in dorms, like they put me in the dorms where all the business students were. And at that point, the business school hadn't let me in yet because they were like, you're not smart. Why would we? So like, I was on this wait list to get in, but I was still at the university. So I would walk from the business dorm to my classes, and all these like all the liberal arts colleges and dorms were in the middle of that. And so I would just walk past like all these people who I'm just like potential best friends are all wearing like tie-dye and playing frisbee and like reading, I don't know, just hanging out. And I kind of started to think about what I really wanted to do, and then I'm
glad you did. I was a little stuck. I went down the business route because I was like, I'm gonna make money.
Yeah, yeah, but, yeah. At the time, I just didn't know what to do, and so like the business was just like, I don't know. Business seems like I can apply it somehow. And I didn't really know.
It's not personal. So, it's just business.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I think it means we're kindred spirits, and that we weren't like, I'm not meant for that world. I feel like where it's just like profit and I was going to say profit and taxes and Excel sheets. I don't even know. Like, what?
You're pretty spot on.
Yeah. Well, like a lot of the kids I went to school with growing up, like, a lot of them are in business just because, you know, their parents were in business. But I don't know what they do. Like, their jobs are, like, I'm sure they can explain it to me, but when I hear their titles, it's like, business organizer, development manager, like, assistant. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what is, like, what do you really want to do with your life? Like, and to me, at least, that's not it. I don't know.
Oh yeah, no,
But,
I
yeah.
don't blame you. The only reason there's two reasons I'm stuck in the business. Thank you, College of Business, CSU. But
Yeah.
one of the things is a scholarship, definitely. So
Yeah, I
they got me a
mean,
little
yeah.
trapped on that one. They're like,
Yeah, and in
if you
business,
leave.
it's a great way, and like I'm never gonna knock anybody for doing something that's gonna get like a 9-to-5 job that can support you no matter what. Like it's so hard now, especially compared to like when I first went to college. And so yeah, like business is it's still great. Still do it, kids.
If you're
But
going into business, the main thing I would say is CSU. I don't know if you've heard of it, but CSU now has a music business program.
I heard about that. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
really cool. They yeah, like that it, well honestly it probably was available to me in Indiana, but I never took advantage of it. But at yet U of I and like nowhere anywhere else I've seen that's like it's a very rare program. And it's so cool that it's overlapped with like Fort Collins is such a good music town too, that
Oh
like
yeah.
it just blends perfectly. It's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, easily, 'cause I mean, that's why I ended up here because I first felt like I was in business and then I was like, oh, this
Yeah.
sucks, but then I found the music business. I was like, I think I struck gold
Yeah. So
here.
that's your major, that's kind of your route is music
Oh,
business.
easily.
Nice.
Yeah, 'cause
Nice.
I love hearing like your guys' voices and I want to like
Yeah.
help amplify, which is why I started this podcast. It's like,
That is pretty
getting the
cool.
voice out, but
So
yeah.
now I have a question. What is the difference between like to music business as a thing and then music like, because you're kind of in music communication, which is almost like this side part of it. So do you still have the businessy kind of interest or is this just like you just want to do stuff like this, like podcasting?
I let me think. I want this to kind of be like, this is my passion project. Yes, I would love if this got the money. But at the end of the
That's
day, I kind
true.
of want to be more of like on the promoter side because I've
I
heard
see,
horror
yeah.
stories of people like having shitty promoters and shitty managers, but like I want to be in it. And actually be like, okay, I have love for the music, I have love for the people. Let's make sure they're being fucking treated right.
Yeah,
Because it's
hey.
crazy. It's crazy the
I'm in
stories you
love with that
hear.
idea. That sounds cool to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I'm here, but hopefully something goes on. Hopefully getting the internship at the Lyric. That's where I'm kind of hoping.
Lyric's awesome.
Yeah. But what was I gonna say? Okay.
Sorry, I'm asking questions now.
No, you
I'm
are
throwing
so
it
good. I
out.
love this. But I'm a little curious. Okay, so you definitely went to Indiana for college. You grew up in Illinois, right?
Yeah, and then so I transferred to University of Illinois because all my friends went there for college. And so it was just, and it was like super expensive out of state. And so I went to, yeah, University of Illinois. And
Nice.
that's where I started doing a little bit more, yeah, guitar heavy thinking at least.
Did you teach yourself guitar? Or did you like take lessons or how'd that
Yeah, I
go?
mean I when I was at yeah, so I when I was a drummer I never took any lessons. So I just learned by I would just blast Led Zeppelin in my headphones and just play along with it and that's just kind of how I learned. I never knew how to do like I know friends who can read like drum music notation like triplets and things and I just can't. I don't know how to do that. And so exactly the same with guitar. Like I would literally pick up my friends' guitars when they left them and I would be trying like emulate what they were doing that day or I would just like blues was always my favorite growing up as a kid and so I would try and learn like really short blues licks or something but yeah and then it was just like guitar tabs and guitar tabs was like the best.
Oh yeah.
It was just like a very easy way for me to grasp like at least exactly what chords I should be playing and but still even now like I'm really bad with tabs and usually I'll just kind of sound things out and so I feel like if I'm covering a song people are like that's not the chord or your fingers look weird like I play some chords really weird like And it's, yeah, I just kind of like put it together, and apparently it sounds good. Or I think it sounds good.
Guys, don't look at my fingers. Listen.
Yeah.
But that's the point of a cover. It doesn't have to be
exactly.
You're covering it. It's what you want it to be at that moment.
That has always been my thought. Like, a good cover for a song is just like making it your own, but like, it's not trying to copy it completely, and it just like just kind of destroys the best part of it, you know? Like, it's kind of like it's like trying to sing like Dave Matthews. Like, no one can really sing like Dave Matthews. And so it's like, if you're trying to copy a song from him or play a song of his, it's like, you have to make it your own, or else it's just like, like this very, you know, it's not only Dave does that, because then it's him. And like, that can apply to so many other songs, but
goes back to the uniqueness. Everyone's unique. Everyone has their own spark. And at the end of the day, you gotta find what's you.
Yeah.
But how'd you end up in Fort Collins?
Yeah. So I, from Illinois, I moved down to Georgia, Athens, Georgia, and I went to grad school. And I ended up staying there for 9 years and then moved here just about 2 years ago or so for a postdoc, so a job at CSU. And we're just studying basically the genetics underlying drought tolerance in this this crop called sorghum, which people don't in the U.S. don't really recognize what it is, but it's in like birdseed and kind of organic things like granola. But in Africa, it's just like one of the number one food crops, or one of the top food crops that people sell. That's what made me want to come here. And knowing that it's really similar to Athens, Georgia.
Really?
It's just a college town with a great music scene. Like, they both have that super much in common. And all the people are super similar. There's just mountains here, which, you know, makes Fort Collins way better. But
real cool like that.
that was kind of the connecting string for me, where and I saw that this guy had a job, and so I jumped on that, and I was like, I'm moving out. Moving out here.
That's nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So you went to graduate school. Can you tell us a little bit more of like what you study?
Yeah.
Studied.
Yeah. It's pretty boring, right? I think it's pretty boring.
Now, you make it sound interesting. I'm like, I'm ready to hear more.
what I do now, I think, is way more interesting than what I did in grad school. So in grad school, I was a molecular biologist, basically. So like, I was really into microscopes. So microscopes with lasers and just things like that, working with plants though. So I ended up writing my dissertation on a turf grass, which I don't, you know, turf grass is not the greatest for the environment. It's awful to the water. But we were trying to look at a turf grass that grows basically like next to the ocean and in the ocean, because it's really salt tolerant. And salt is going to become an issue for crops growing, you know, in the coming decades. But we were trying to figure out how it deals with salt. So we were growing it in really high salt water. Like, why does it grow when a crop like corn can't grow? And so we ended up, it was just really cool. It was like, we just did a lot of microscopy and figured out that it was putting all of its salt into like these little, basically balloon like structures on the leaf surface. And I don't know, I thought it was super cool. Like, that was just my favorite. It was just, I got to work at a really weird project that I was obsessed with, that, I don't know, who knows if it'll make a difference in global food shortages, but that project was cool. Now my work is more like, I like it.
That's awesome. So is it kind of like, you know, like humans need salt, so like it helps absorb? Is that kind of like what it is for the plants?
Kind of. It's almost like, so we need salt to like live, and plants don't really need salt to live. Like sodium chloride is like, you know, just it's the most soluble salt on the planet. It's everywhere. And so plants have adapted ways to deal with it, where they just kind of like, will take it up and then they'll spit it out of their stomata, or there's just like a bunch of crazy stuff that they'll do. But yeah, most plants it kills. So things like, you know, the ocean rising, if you're somewhere like Bangladesh, for instance, is all below sea level. And it's this kind of this series of islands, and there's a lot of farms that are going to be kind of inundated with salt water from the ocean. And so those plants do not grow well with it, and it's going to kill them. So we're trying to figure out ways, like, are there genes or are there, like, mechanisms that we can figure out that maybe we can deal with in this other crop that, like, we eat and care about that's not a turf grass. So how can we improve those crops that are going to be growing in this, like, salt-infested soil, basically?
So yeah. This is so – so I'm – okay. One of my questions is, with, like, kind of hurricanes going on in Florida, is there going to be kind of, like, that situation there since, you know, there's so much salt water going everywhere?
That's a great question. So there's, like, there's a lot that is done on the coast. And this is true of the coast, like, anywhere in the U.S., but mostly on the East Coast, because it's dealing with stuff like hurricanes like this. Like, I think Helene and then Milton was coming across in Florida. But the biggest thing is, like, if you ever go to a protected coastline, you'll see that it's not, like, land. It's actually mostly plants. So it's, like, seagrasses and then these reed kind of plants that grow up. And they can go on for miles on the coast. So from where there's land to where, like, the ocean starts and you go to the beach, it could be, like, miles of just, like, it's kind of like the Everglades, basically. And so what those plants do is, when hurricanes come in, there's so many plants and so much, you know, soil and debris that's all kind of taken up by those plants and held together that it protects the coastline from erosion over time. So in places that, you know, you can look in Florida, there's places where we've developed, like, so many houses and so much, like, anything human built. And those areas are eroding, like, very quickly. And the areas that are protected, you know, by this coastline and all these kind of marsh-like plants, coastal plants are doing better. So, yeah, but it is scary. It's not like plants can protect against every hurricane. So something like Hurricane Helene is, like, you know, incredibly damaging, I imagine. So super sad because it's not just about, like, the damage that's happening now, but, like, once that's eroded, it's you can't get that back. It's really, really hard. It's just you're losing land and homes and all that kind of stuff. So
it's crazy.
Yeah. Trying to bring the podcast up, some positive notes.
Oh yeah. Positivity. Okay, well, with that, okay. With your music, it's definitely been more of a writing process within these 2 years. What has been kind of some growing pains, some growth spurts, you know? Let's go into that little journey.
Yeah, so I really started taking more of, like, this singer-songwriter route where I was writing my own songs and singing them and, you know, writing the song. And so I was, like, doing that mostly when I first moved here. And I don't really know what made me start doing it again. I think I realized that, like, I had taken music and kind of put it aside to focus on things like my career and the rest of life. And so when I started playing guitar more, and especially when I started writing, I realized how happy it made me and how much it made me, like, just a better person. And it just, I don't know, there's something about music that's just, like, healing in a way when you're the one doing it, but also healing when you're listening to it. And so it just kind of, I don't know, it was this slow trudge of, all right, I kind of want to be a musician. I kind of want to be a musician. And yeah, when I got to Fort Collins, it was just, it was so easy because there's so many opportunities here for like beginning artists. And so I had never done an open mic, never sang in front of anybody.
Really?
And yeah, when I moved here, I went to the Atrium open mic, and that was the first time I ever sang and played guitar in front of anybody. And it was great. And so I think having that and a lot of the open mics and, like, the local music community here made it almost easy to just kind of, like, melt into the music community. And so the music district made it easy to, like, I'm part of them and they're great. But yeah, it was just, I don't know, the nature and it was the first time I lived this far away from home, like where I grew up. And so I was feeling a little homesick. And that kind of made me, I don't know, music is the easiest way for me to express myself, I feel like. And so I ended up just trying to express how I felt through writing. So that was kind of like the easy part going into music. And then the second part really was in, so a little over a year ago, my dad passed away. And for me, he was a Chicago fireman for like 30 plus years. And he got sick from that and then smoking cigarettes. And so it was surprising, but also not surprising, but it was way more surprising how it impacted me and music, especially. Like when I went back, when he was like, it was kind of like the end, my best friend growing up brought me a guitar. He was just like, an acoustic guitar. He was just like, dude, I know you need this right now. Cause I couldn't find, I didn't bring mine back. And so that I feel like started a lot for me in terms of like how I write and what I write about and really like why I write. And it feels like it's finally coming from like a more true spot in me where it was really hard for me to like consider myself an artist and like talk about how I feel, especially in a song, and you want people to like it. And it just, I kind of took this approach where I was just like, all right, I don't care if anybody likes it. Like, I'm just making it for me and just kind of, and when I started doing that, people were like, I really like that song. I kind of like it. And I was like, I really like that. And so, you know, this kind of culminated in me starting to write and kind of do it in a creative way where I can organize it. So I made my first music ever, which was my EP, JJ. And so it was just 5 songs. And the whole thing is just dedicated to my dad. The cover is a picture of my dad. And yeah, every song is about a person or an event or feeling that just reminds me of him. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at now, I think.
No, I'm very glad, especially it seems that you definitely feel even more of a connection. Like, you definitely were connected, but it almost feels like there's one more heartstring that's just like attached itself to it.
Yeah. Super true.
Oh yeah. So with that, you kind of, what does that like songwriting process look for you? Like, is it, you know, you sit down, you strum, is it like a couple of recordings over here and there, patch it all together? What does it look like for you?
Yeah, for me, it's like, it's almost always been the music part first. So guitar for me first. And I think it's just because of how I grew up as like, I grew up as a drummer and I grew up as like learning how to play. And I didn't really sing until, you know, super recently. And so whenever I was learning a song, it would always just be guitar first to like get the chords. And mostly just like, I was into learning licks. So I would be like, I wanna learn how that Jimmy Page did this weird little whatever. And I still can't do it, but you know, just an example. And so it's almost always for me guitar first. And then depending on like how I feel about the song, like, most songs to me, I'll start with just like a riff that I've just been jamming on, because like I'm a really bad guitar practicer, where like should be practicing songs and chords and I don't know, runs, and I'm just like doodling around for hours. But then when I get a feel for a song, then I can kind of be like, okay, this is kind of more of a, like, how does this song make me feel when I play it? Or how did I feel when I was playing this song? And usually it comes out like I was like angry, and then it's like, or it's, you know, like I wrote a song about my brother and it's just like very like straight from my heart, and it's just very quiet, and I wanted the lyrics to be everything. So it's like, I feel like, yeah, music first, guitar, and then it's always like, for my feelings. Like, how did I feel? It's never anymore about like, I want to make a bluegrass song, or I want to make a whatever metal song on acoustic guitar, or I want to make this because I think someone will like it. Like, I think it's way more now about like, it feels like art to me, where I'm like, I'm just putting this out, and like, yeah, people like it, awesome, but it's real. I don't know, it feels more real now.
It's love cool. That. Yeah. It's crazy because you're definitely using both sides of your brain, because you obviously have your science side and you have your music side. Do you feel like there's any like intersections between the two? Like,
well, so first, I think I'm not great on the science side. So what I've found out in science is like, what I really like is like coming up with new ideas, and then the teaching and mentoring part of it is more about like the relationships you have with trying to help people on their path in grad school, like figure out their life and what they want to do professionally. And so that part's exciting. But yeah, there's definitely like, and I've always said this, there's crossovers between science and music. And I think it's so true because so many of the scientists I know are musicians. And
that's awesome.
And it's just like, and more so in that like grouping of people I know, scientists, there's more artists, there's more like writers, there's more just really creative people who are just, I don't know, they're, you kind of have to be creative to be like a good scientist in my mind, where, you know, people have looked at a problem, you know, if it's whatever the problem is, like how this one plant, how corn grows and, you know, how it deals with drought or something. Mm-hmm. People have been looking at it for 100 years. So like, how do you come in and think about it differently than people thought about it for 100 years? And,
oh yeah,
you know, in a lot of ways, music is kind of like that, where it's like, we've all felt sad, you know, we've all felt angry or jealous, like for millennia and centuries, but how we express that is so different and unique and very like just not uniform at all. I mean, how many songs do you know that are about like breaking up or like losing someone you love or like losing love? It's just like the themes are so similar, but we all have different stories that apply to like those same things. So yeah, I don't know. That's what I feel about it. But I don't know if I answered your question. I feel like I went looping around there. But
no, you're pretty. I like the response. No, I think it's cool because have you seen those videos where it's like they'll like connect a plant to like an amp and like it'll be kind of like they'll play like different strums or like guitar, like they'll play the guitar, but like
the plant's it's going like, through ooh, the plant. I like that one or no.
It's crazy. I'll have to yeah. show you some TikToks for it, but yeah, like it creates a cool. different sound. Like
actually, yeah, so there's so like, all right, now we're getting into science.
Yeah.
Like, some plants are not some plants, but plants have like, you know, there's electrical signals that are conducted through them. And so like, yeah, maybe it's the sound of a plant. I don't know. I don't. You might need a different wire, a different input, or something. But like, to hear what they're actually saying, I don't know. That's cool. I want to see that.
God, that'd be sick if we're able to speak to plants one day.
Yeah, see what they're saying.
Yeah,
just screaming all the time. So hot. Water.
Water.
Yeah, it's probably just water all the time.
I think my plants are like just constantly screaming. Nothing of like anything. It's just screams of torture.
Yeah, people are always like asking me about their plants and how to take care of them, and I was like, I cannot. I am awful at taking care of plants. Like, I have succulents, and we have big plants and stuff that are like clinging on, but it's hard. It's hard to take care of plants.
It is. Yeah. I give. You met Aiden a little earlier. He. Yeah. Loves his plants. He's honestly probably gonna be on My Strange Addiction because he'll be scrolling and I'll be like, are you on TikTok or whatever, and he's like, no, plants. it's always plants.
Yeah.
it's so crazy, but
and there's so many good plant stores in town too. Like in garden centers. Yeah, it's awesome. Like this place is just, I don't know, for me it was just like plants and music and like mountains, and I was like, yeah,
you got an all-in-one package here.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. But with that, I'm kind of curious about more of your stage presence. You're awesome to talk with now. You definitely have a wonderful aura that you kind of like just present. I'm curious, do you feel like you're a different person on stage, or is it you know, how's it evolved from you like right here right now as in we'll throw you on the stage and how you do?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think So when I started, like, ever performing music in front of people, it was, like, as a drummer. So I was always in the back, and it felt, like, comfortable because I didn't have to be in the front. And, like, it was just fun. And then when I first started playing, it was, like, nerve-wracking. At the atrium, I remember the first night I played, and I remember my knee was, like, shaking. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is this? I was just like, what is going on? My bones are getting all, like, like, what's happening? And so like at that point I had like a hat on, and so at the beginning I felt very you know, reclusive. I was just like I had a hat on most of the time when I played, and I'd play like with my head down. And then I think when I started getting feedback from my friends who I just made in the music community, who were like, I really like that song. You know, this one sounds really good. You should sing it louder. Like, why? You know, and if someone would, I had one person literally tell me, it was my friend who's also another performer, and he was like, you know, you, when you perform, you are like this. Like, no one ever can see your face. And so it was just like, I don't know. I just made a switch and I was like, all right. Because it wasn't, I always felt like I knew the chords, and unless it was something really technical, I wasn't really looking at like this hand or anything. I was just like, I'm scared. Don't look at me. And so then, I don't know, I just kind of like became more confident, but I never felt like I had like a different stage, like persona, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, I think, I don't know, with my music, it's all coming from, I don't know, it's as authentic as I'm trying to be. Mm-hmm. And so if, I don't know, it'd be weird if my music was like that and then I went out and I was just like this, like raging crazy person or something. But I'm just trying to be me, and like, it's, yeah, like, if, yeah, I don't know. It's a good question to think about. Am I different on stage? Like, I would say no, but maybe, yeah, we'll see. I feel like myself on stage.
That's good. That's a good feeling to have, though.
Yeah,
like, if you feel like you're being your, if you're able to be yourself on the stage, that's even more, if it's like a different alter ego, like, alter egos are still yourself, you know what
exactly.
I mean? You're always connected, so.
Yeah, that's what I was like, that's how I feel. I don't know if it's true from the outside. For me, I was like, that's how I feel. I feel like I'm being myself. So.
That's awesome. So do you kind of plan on going, because you're definitely taking more of a solo approach with this. Have you worked with like any other bands or thought of like joining up with anyone else?
Yeah, I mean, so right now it's been mostly, yeah, it's been, if not all, just me. And mm-hmm. so I've been jamming with some friends who, and it's mostly kind of in this bluegrassy area. So I've had, and I mostly play electric or acoustic. And so mm-hmm. I've jammed with some friends who, where it's like a rock band, and I played electric, but like, this is really my instrument, I feel like. And so it's been harder for me to figure out how to play in like a community of musicians where it's more like stand-up bass, mandolin and fiddle mm-hmm. and laptop guitars and like that kind of stuff. I'm figuring out is fits a lot more with like the songs that I'm singing. And so, yeah, I haven't worked out with a ton of people like, you know, to name any names or anything, but it's definitely something I'm trying to do is like just get more people together because it's so hard to form a band. Like I formed a band, I was in like, you know, high school or something. And so and even now when I'm like, it's my own thing and I'm trying to like lead it and really do it. It's like, it's hard. 'Cause I'm like, I want this to sound like that, or I want, you know, the bassist to sound like this. And so, and just finding like, you know, try and find a really good stand up bassist. Like there's a few of them in town that I know. And it's like, it's just, I don't know. It makes it more fun though. Like figuring that out is super fun to me. Like, so now I'm just jamming with a lot of people, just trying to figure out that next step basically is like recording and playing live with like people behind me, I guess, or with me, not behind me, with me.
In the back, guys. Yeah. It's me in the front.
Johnny Speaks is in the front.
the light show.
Me.
Oh, I love that. So I kind of saw, I don't know if this is true yet, but are you going to be performing at a festival here soon? Or did I hear about that?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know. Very fair.
I have some shows coming up, but no festivals.
No festivals yet?
Yeah.
Well, what shows you got?
Okay, let's see. So I'm playing, I don't know if they've been announced yet, but that's okay. I'm playing First Friday at Mugs downtown. Just a cool little intimate show. Very cool. And then I'm playing at Wolverine Farm that following Wednesday. So November 6th. And then also hasn't been announced yet, but I'm playing at Globe Hall in Denver.
No, that's awesome.
And that's going to be like closer to the week of Thanksgiving. But that'll be the first show I've ever done outside of Fort Collins, Loveland, like this whole little area. And so, yeah, making the jump. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see Denver treats me. But yeah, it'll be fun.
Oh, they'll treat you real good. Yeah. I can guarantee it. How has it been, like, performing here at these different venues? Like, Atrium's definitely one. What other venues have you kind
of
done?
Yeah, so a lot of them I've just, like, my favorite kind of venue is just, like, really small and intimate.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, Atrium, that's where I had my album release show, and it was just perfect. Fox Den is another place where they have small shows there. Super cool, super intimate, great coffee, great beer. It's like an awesome place. The Lyric, I've put, and that's just like open mic, but I'm just pushing them because they're awesome. Just really cool people.
Oh, yeah.
And then in town, kind of outside of town, my favorite place I've played has been, I got to play the Fox Theater in Boulder, which was just like insane. It was so cool. So that's definitely the biggest place I've played. Is yeah, and I got to sit on these couches, and there were pictures of
Bob
Weir and like Grateful Dead. And I was just like, this is weird, but yeah, super fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know if are you still willing to play? I'm a little curious.
Oh, yeah, I kind of forgot about this. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'd love to hear you play.
Let's do it. Let me grab my guitar.
Oh, yeah,
her name. If you're wondering.
Oh, I'm wondering.
Her name is Betty.
Betty.
Because and it's I got her right before, and I named her it before Betty White died. And so this guitar, she's just for Betty White.
I am obsessed with Betty White. That day hit.
It was so sad because you were like, if Betty, it's kind of like the guy who does the documentary, David Attenborough.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, I don't know him, but if he goes away, I'm just like, the world is just too evil right now. It was like, right, and I remember being right when we needed some good Betty White quotes.
And, I know.
Yeah.
I wish we could hear what she says about the current state of the world.
Oh, she would be amazing.
Especially with Golden, I grew up on Golden Girls, so.
Oh, yeah. So, like,
obsessed
yeah.
with that show.
The fact that she's still, I mean, because people know her now for, sorry, this is a fun part of the process, shutting your guitar case. Ooh, and you should have brought a hard shell case.
Yeah. Whoops, it happens.
It works.
Yay!
But yeah, everybody meet Betty.
Oh, Betty.
Oh, I know, it's kind of sad now, and I'm like, oh. All right, one, two. No. Do you mind if I tune it real quick?
Well, please.
All right, yeah.
I'm like, there is no shame in tuning.
Not sure how the editing process works here, but let's tune this up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, most professional real musicians have guitar tuners. I have a guitar tuner app.
That's how it is. And if it works, it works. No, I always find it...
you're good. I can hear you.
Okay. But I always find it so crazy that some people are just able to tune by ear and they'd be like, yep, that's right. I'm like, okay.
You know, I've always thought that I should be able to, because that's how I've always learned songs, is just like by figuring it out. But like, yeah, if I'm playing and my guitar's out of tune, it messes with your head. It messes with your head during your performance. And take a
sip of this. Perfect. Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh,
this is the first time I've had someone perform.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's see how your neighbors handle it. See who these people are. Bam. Let's see. What do y'all want to hear? I can play... I'm going to play a song from my EP. Probably, it's like my favorite song from the EP. It's the first song. And it's called The Fireman. And I wrote it for my dad. Is this Fireman?
Something's going on in my head, love. I can feel it in my toes, in up to sky above. By above, simply mean nothing but the clouds. The house goes up in flames, and up, up they go. Don't worry, love, the fireman is here. Finally, stand shoulder by shoulder.
I'm starstruck. That is fucking...
As am I.
That was amazing.
Thank y'all for letting me play it.
Yeah. Holy shit. I would regret it if I didn't. Holy fuck.
It's funny. People are like... So that song, like, when I feel like I have a very different level for, like, how Like, that song to me is like a slow song. And people in the mirror are like, that's a slow song. But like the news, like the EP is very slow and soft, and that's how I wanted it to be. So it's just very, like, I don't know, heartfelt. But like, I don't know. Now I'm playing, I'm like, all right, now I'll put that out. I got that out of my system, and now I'm just doing stuff that's just, I don't know. Stuff I like more, like, technically to play, where it's like... So, like, that kind of thing. It's just, like, really... It's, like, a little more upbeat, but also just, it's more fun to play, like...
It looks fun.
Yeah, it's just,
like... It sounds fun. I love it.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but that's fun.
That's good as fuck.
I'll just hold on to her.
Oh, now. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, holy shit. Like, thank you for doing... Oh, my God. I'm, like, at a loss of words. That was great. That was
thank
awesome.
Thank you so much for the kind words.
Well, shit. Now we got your music. Let's see. We got you playing. Now let's play some things for you. Let's play a game.
Okay.
So we have a game. Fifth episode in and still don't fully like the name of it, but it is called Clipbit. And so I asked you for three of your favorite artists at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
And so from that, I kind of picked some songs at random. I will play the first 5 seconds, and you are going to guess who the artist is, what the song is, and what album it is from.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm bad at this.
It's like same here. Madrid, do you mind if I use your phone? No, sorry. I can't fully. There we go.
I'll be good with the artist. Whoa!
Got nice. It. Okay.
Nice grab.
Bam, bam, bam. Oh, I'm looking up phone. I need to look up. Oh, yeah, your Apple Music.
Oh, good. Apple. I have Spotify and Apple Music, but only because I used to put Apple Music on my Apple Watch. And then I realized this Apple ecosystem is kind of consuming my wallet, so now I just don't have an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
But I still have Apple Music.
Hey.
Works.
You win some, you lose some. Okay, are you ready for round one?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah, Tyler Childers.
Okay.
Oh, man, people are going to kill me. I want to say Feathered Indians, but I know it's not that. I think it's Lady May.
Okay, yep. Yeah. And then, can you guess the album?
Is it Bottles and Bibles?
No.
Ah, I was like, you're checking? Oh.
You're so close. It is Purgatory.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Newer. All right. Good.
We got round two.
Are these all the art? Wait, so are these artists that are outside of who I told you to that I don't know?
No, this one should be. No, this one, yeah. No, this one's within the...
Okay.
I had to double check. I was like, wait.
You know when you, like, email your podcast host and then you forget what you emailed them?
Hey, you're just making it more of a game.
Like Let me see. That one, I think I'm going to take a pass. I don't know who that is. It sounds like one of my favorite bands is My Morning Jacket, but I don't think that's My Morning Jacket.
You're very off. It is going to be... Are you tapping out on this one?
Well, yeah.
Okay. So it is still Tyler Childers.
Oh, I didn't know I could guess it. Okay, that tracks.
Oh, yeah. And it's All Yorn.
Great song.
And, but it's the Country Squire. The Country Squire album.
This close, but actually really far away.
It's okay. We still have four more rounds.
Okay,
so
cool.
We could build up the rep. There's still a chance.
Let's do it.
Okay, round three.
Billy. It's Billy Strings, but... God, why is bluegrass so hard to differentiate from one song to another? I do not know. That might be the Catcher. No.
I gave you a little bit of a hint.
Oh, is it the cocaine one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the cocaine blues or something. Yeah. It's a great song. I remember trying to learn that song. I was just like, I
why does it sound kind of familiar, but that makes sense.
Do you know the album or have a an idea?
I have no idea. Billy's out. I like almost exclusively just listen to his live stuff. It's so good.
That's very fair. But yeah, it is from the Rock of Ages. Or Rock of Ages, not Rock the Rock of Ages.
All right.
Yeah.
I gotta get it.
But you got the song.
Yeah. I'm happy we got it.
Okay.
We'll help.
A little help. Just a little. A little call in, if you will. Round 4.
We'll do it. All right. I know that's Billy Strings.
Okay.
Is that, Across the Mire, or is it the Mire?
I could play, I forgot about this, but I could play 5 seconds, another 5 seconds at a different point of the song, if you'd like.
I'm going to take that option right now.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Let me get it, and then we'll just randomly, boom.
That sounds the same. I've heard that song so many times, I feel like I listen to that song. Is it Everything's the Same?
So close. It's, are you tapping out?
Yeah, that's my guess.
Okay. Watch It Fall from the Home album.
Oh, Watch It Fall, also a great song.
Oh, yeah. Song. And then we have Round 5. And then, it is such a chore to not say it out loud as I'm, trying to find it.
Find Tyler Childers.
Okay.
Some Tyler Childers song.
Do you want another 5 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do.
Johnny Hooker? Is this really Johnny Hooker?
Yeah.
All right. Ain't gonna change.
Close. I'll give you one hit, and the name of the song is the name of the album.
No. The one thing that this should say, I do not know, but I'm going to put my foot down and say, people need to go and listen to John Lee Hooker's first album ever. It's just him and acoustic guitar, and he's just shredding it. Anywho, I don't know.
It's all good. It's Chill Out from the Chill Out album.
All right. Cool.
Okay. And last but not least.
That is definitely John Lee Hooker.
Okay.
Hound Dog? Or no. Every Day I Got the Blues? No.
Then you still got that other 5.
What? Let's
Okay. I'll put it. Do you want to mid, left, or right?
Dealer's choice. Whatever you want.
We'll just. There we go.
Pass. I am so bad. I feel like such a bad music person.
Yeah, you kind of are a fake fan, but it's okay. It's okay. But that one is Backstabber from the Mr. Lucky album.
Backstabber. That is a great song, and I have heard of that.
But yeah, we are coming a little bit towards the end of the show, so we did it. We did it, though.
We talked a lot of science.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you there's a lot of plant people who are going to like this podcast.
Oh, yeah. I know. Aiden was all excited. He was all like, I wish I could.
You can market this. This will be perfect for, the musician plant scientist friend you love.
Oh, yeah. But fill us in on what we have to look forward to.
Yeah. So, I've got a couple shows coming up in November. I've taken October off to really the fall is my favorite season, and right now I'm just setting a lot of things up. I'll have a merch shop on my website. Said t-shirts, and some other shirts and stickers and whatnot. Most of my updates I just post to Instagram, where I'm just at Johnny Speaks Music, or my website is just johnnyspeaksmusic.com. Got a couple cool shows coming up. We're playing at Topo Designs. Should be fun.
Okay.
It's a place downtown that they sell nature and hiking gear and stuff, but they also have local musicians do shows. So we're gonna be filming that and kind of making a mini, I don't know what to call it. I want to call it a rock doc, but it's gonna be like a 20-minute video of me talking about music, nature, a little topo, and then me playing.
A little this and more.
Yeah. So mostly I'll probably be very similar to this.
I'm excited. Ooh.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess everything all about him is gonna be in the link down below. So got his website, the Spotify, the Apple Music, the website, the shirts, the website, everything. Everything's gonna be down below. Everything.
I have a TikTok that no one follows yet. Because I haven't posted anything.
Yeah. I know. I gotta. I have to do TikTok, it's so hard.
It's really hard. There's a lot of stuff because we're similar. Where it's like we're doing all of it, so it's a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff. But you know what you're doing? You're doing it well.
Thank you. I'm hoping that I could just cheat with it, and once I actually get to editing, we're getting there. My computer cannot handle Premiere right now, so we're gonna have to look at some other options. But hopefully I could just splice everything and then just keep it on a loop on TikTok where it's just like just the highlights.
Yeah, TikTok's another world to me. So
it's the fact that you have to post like 3 times a day just to be anything.
And I'm just like, I don't understand how people go viral on it. And I mean, sounds super old saying that, but I'm just like, how do people get all these views? And you're like,
it's the repetition of it. There's some artists, it's the same video.
Yeah.
It's the same video.
And it's like, you got to put out stuff that you want to put out and like, but now I feel like people put out stuff, they're just like, I just want likes. Like, I'm going to do something funny and I'm going to do this. And it's like, is that really helping you get more people to listen to your music? And, you know, I feel like, no. You know, so maybe we won't do TikTok. Everybody should do that, but yeah. I'm going to get there.
No more TikTok, guys. find a different app. Use the Instagram Reels.
Yeah.
But I'll probably still be using TikTok. Once I get there. But it was very lovely having you on the show today. Had an awesome time. Loved being able to talk about plants, music, got the whole performance. We got it all
this
in today.
So fun. Thank you all so much. And yeah, right back at you. You guys, y'all have been awesome. Super nice. And super fun.
Thank you. And as per usual, I'm trying to make a tradition. If you could just sign this table.
Oh,
yeah. We got a little piece of you with us at all times.
Let's do it. I like the big marker for signing.
Thank you.
Feels more powerful.
It is.
Ooh, so this is fun because I get to figure. There's a lot of open space.
It is.
What if I was just like, tip this over? I'm gonna get the bottom.
The whole bag.
I'm just gonna do. You know what? I'm gonna do right here left. Oh my god!
Wonderful. Well, that concludes the show, folks. So have a good rest of your day. Go out and just start speaking randomly. You know, doesn't have to be English. Doesn't have to make sense. Just speak.
Like
do
that.
Some Johnny speaking.
Just go speak your
just
mind.
Go speak
y'all.
Your mind. Never think. But yeah, thank
That's
you.
Good advice. Thank you.